I feel like I need to start playing other games besides WoW just for the sake of the podcast. My our weekend gaming segments are probably getting somewhat boring.
I enjoy them.
Just talk about how sweet WoW is.
I know.
Oh.
That's why I enjoy them.
Oh.
Because WoW's sweet.
Oh. Like, equal sweet or sweet and low sweet? Or cane sugar sweet?
Which one's sweeter?
I don't know.
Well, whatever it is, it's that.
I guess I should have thought about that before I asked this question. Exploding Barrel Podcast for December 17th, late December 17th, but the 17th nonetheless. We can call it the 18th if that makes you happier. 2010, this is Mike Minotti. I'm joined by my brother, Edgeguy.
Hello.
Hello, and we got a good show to talk about. There's all that VGA nonsense that happened earlier in the week.
Yes, we have trailers galore.
Right. So we get to talk about all that and, you know, all that stuff. That'll be in news, and some of it will come up in Let's Go Topical immediately after it. Then we got our week in gaming and the releases, and that'll be the show. So why don't you get us going?
Okay. There are a bunch of trailers shown at the VGA. Some games we knew about, some games we guessed about, some games... actually, we knew about all of them but one. So first up, we'll go with the Elder Scrolls V Skyrim trailer.
My favorite music of any of the trailers.
I know, it's awesome.
Nova King,
thank you.
And when I was watching that trailer the whole time, I'm like, come on, play the song. Play the Elder Scrolls song.
like you've never even played an Elder Scrolls game, but you love that song.
I do. I really do. I've never played very far into any of them, but I was really into that song. It's a good song.
It is a good song.
It's cool. I don't know. I loved it because it was in Morrowind, and it was a very slow song. You used to play it all the time. You had some kind of weird... You used to have a custom CD back in the day. This is before... you know, iPods
MP3
and all that.
Players, yeah.
And playlists. And you had the CD and it had, like, that, some song from, what was that one game that, Ron Gilbert made? That RTS?
Oh, Total Annihilation. It was Chris Taylor.
Why did I think Ron Gilbert made it?
Ron Gilbert had something to do with the company.
Okay. But yeah, that game and...
And I believe I had the Real Slim Shady on that CD.
Yes, you did. There's a lot of...
Right one.
There's
it was a weird CD. I think it was the first burnt CD I ever made, actually.
Yeah, there's a lot of Jeremy Soule on it.
Yes.
That's that guy's name. So I heard that song a lot in there. Then when Oblivion came out, there was like the faster version of it. I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool. I guess I'm a sucker for when series have a theme.
Yeah.
There's not enough of them do, if that's a bizarre kind of criticism, I guess. Like, Mass Effect. Why isn't there an awesome Mass Effect theme that I could sing for you right now?
There is, but it's all, like, synthesized.
See, but yeah, exactly. Like, I want, like, you know, Hollywood-style themes. I like that. Like, I like that Uncharted has that.
Mm-hmm.
It pleases me. And I get pissed off when, like, you don't have your theme in your game. Like, Metal Gear Solid 4 not having its theme. There's a lot to do with that, but it bugged me. What the hell are we talking about?
I don't even know. You went on a huge tangent. Elder Scrolls V. Basically, well, like, we don't know much, but it's, you know, gonna use new tech. We know that. So it's not the
aging, whatever it was called.
Yeah, it's got a name. It's slipping my mind.
The one used for all their for Oblivion and Fallout.
Gamebryo engine or something like that.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, and dragons will be involved.
Of course, you know.
It looks to be set, like, directly after the events of Elder Scrolls IV Oblivion. Like, usually between Elder Scrolls games, it jumps to another part of that world, but it looks like it's going to be staying in Cyrodiil. Like, the trailer mentioned the Oblivion gates and everything.
Is it? Somewhat Skyrim. I kind of picture some sort of Sky Kingdom, right?
I mean, yeah, it has potential to go other places, I guess, but I believe it will be starting at least.
Right. I mean, the trailer was very teasery. You know, it was mostly kind of like that stylized, I don't know, what would you call it? It was kind of like a mural.
Like wall sculpture or something?
Yeah, it was like a wall sculpture. Yeah, exactly. It was good. The voice sounded kind of like Leonard Nimoy at times, but I guess it wasn't him.
Yeah, I remember reading who it was, and it wasn't anyone I recognized off the top of my head.
Mm-hmm. But I approve.
Yes. So then after that, we had a Resistance 3 trailer.
Don't care. I just don't care.
Did you watch it?
No, was it just a CG trailer?
No, it was weird. It was like a mix of live action and gameplay.
Oh.
But it's just, it's like the gameplay they showed is like a level where you're just going downstream on a boat and aliens or whatever those things are trying to jump onto the ship. Which I just think of playing that level and it just sounds annoying.
For some reason, I do know that the Nathan Hale's the name of the character in those, right?
Yes.
I don't know why I know that.
Yeah. I don't either.
But there it is.
Really played him. I don't know. Like it's not much. I think they showed just a particularly bad looking level in this trailer.
Well, when's Resistance 3 coming out?
I don't know if it had a... It probably does have a date. I don't know.
It's not coming out, like... It's coming out before Uncharted, right?
I would hope.
Because, like, let's...
But no, that's when, like, isn't Killzone 3 coming out, like, in the spring?
Right. Well, let's say... Okay, Uncharted, Killzone, and Resistance are kind of the three big PlayStation 3 exclusive shooters, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can we agree that on that totem pole, Resistance would be on the lowest face thing?
Probably.
That makes up a totem pole? I mean, I don't know, maybe someone is a big Resistance fan, they'll get mad at me for saying that, but there it is, nonetheless. I never played Resistance 2, though, to be fair. Resistance 1 was the launch title, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Did you play Resistance 2 at all, ever?
I feel like I rented it at one point.
Yeah, didn't know. Wasn't the big thing with Resistance 1, like, the ridiculously large amount of people that could play on multiplayer?
No, it was Resistance 2.
I thought 1 did it also.
I don't think so.
Well, I think it did, so let's move on before we get mad at each other and we'll have to separate our bond of... friendship and brotherly love forever.
Oh, no.
Let's not do that. Let's just move on. Not, please, AJ, not over Resistance 3.
That's true. There's far better things for us to ever get eternally pissed at each other for. Anyway, we got a teaser for Guillermo del Toro's game Insane, which is coming out in, like, 2013 or something.
What? I didn't even hear about that. 2013? What the hell?
It's going to be a trilogy... It's all, like, I mean, the trailer is just a bunch of creepy imagery.
You know what?
It looked very Lovecraftian. I mean, what you'd expect from Del Toro, but, like, it reveals nothing of the game except it's going to be some kind of horror title.
Whenever I hear about this kind of shit, though, like, oh, Del Toro's game and Spielberg's game, I really wonder how much these guys really have to do with it.
Well, I mean, at least Del Toro has a history of design.
Yeah,
like,
I
can understand him, like, at least designing all the creatures, and he's good at that.
Right.
So,
I don't know, but these projects also happen to be the ones that seem to never make it. Spielberg's game, Peter Jackson's Halo game. So I don't know why you would tease a game like this so early, because right now the odds are, I would say, not happening.
Right, especially like a trilogy.
Because I think these directors are like, oh yeah, I'll make a video game, be fun. Then they realize, oh wait, I'm a working movie director. I can't deal with this shit anymore.
Yeah.
Cancel it. Anyway, next.
Let's see, we have the new SSX trailer.
You seemed upset about
this. Deadly Descent. It doesn't feel like SSX to me. See, to me, the SSX games were about going down, like, cool tracks with a lot of bright colors, fireworks going off as you hit a jump, and sweet music played. Except when you did hit a jump, and it did that thing where all the sound sucked out, and then when you landed, it came back real loud. And, like, what this showed, like, the conceit of the game is you are on a team that is attempting... to snowboard the world's most extreme mountains. We're talking, like, Everest. Stuff like that.
Wait, that kind of sounds appealing.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds okay. It's just not SSX to me. But, like, the idea then is... But, like, there's competing teams. And, like, the way this trailer goes, they're like, we're getting close to drop! Get ready! Okay! Wait! We're not alone up here! And, like, another helicopter comes by. Go, go, go! And it's, like, you know, like a spy movie or something. And then, like, you know, I mean, this guy's just like... snowboarding down this huge mountain, but there's, like, no one there, and he's doing tricks, which, like, just seems like who's going to know about it, and there's some kind of markers, and he goes off the marker and tries to use a hook to stop himself, and he falls off the edge of the mountain, and he very calmly says, I'm off the track, and then just, like, extends his arms, and he has, like, a gliding suit on.
Cool.
And that was the trailer. I think it could be okay. It just doesn't feel like SSX to me. You know
I will
I mean?
Say, though, imagine a snowboarding game that where, like, you can kind of go off a jump and kind of glide to another part of the mountain. That's kind of neat, huh?
I guess.
I don't know. I didn't see much of this to know what's going on. It does seem like the whole extreme sports genre is in disarray right now, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Well, this is supposed to be... it is being made by the skate team.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Yeah, you know, I guess we should put out a quick disclaimer. We didn't actually watch the VGAs.
We just
watched all the trailers online.
I was working. I guess that's not much of an excuse since there was a replay and whatnot.
Yeah.
You know, can I also say I've never watched the VGAs?
I have a couple times, and it's very groan-inducing. And from what I was reading of people's tweets, it wasn't much better this year.
I say, though, when I just look at, like, who wins the awards, I don't have very many objections.
Well, no, I mean, the actual picking of the awards is done by a panel of journalists, and You know, same with the nominations. The trailer reveals are nice, but it's just all that crap in between.
Yeah, I'm sure. Like, so yeah, I just
the Spike TV stuff.
But basically, you know, I kind of have a philosophy. I'm not going to watch something that I know I'm going to hate. So,
right.
You know.
Okay, moving on. We had a Batman trailer, but it was like this live action trailer that it was fine.
Wait, it wasn't live action.
Or it was either that, or was it? Or was it CG? I couldn't really tell.
It was CG. Oh, are you kidding me? It wasn't live action.
I don't know.
It wasn't that good looking.
I watched it in standard def. I didn't get to watch HD because it wasn't working.
It was just a big CG trailer. It was nice.
Okay. Yeah, it was fine. It reviewed Dr. Hugo Strange as one of the game's big villains.
Who the hell? Okay, this Dr. Strange guy, I kind of heard of him before, but
I'm going to give you some history, Mike. He actually predates the Joker.
Okay, I know he predates the Joker, but that's like everyone's excuse for like why he's legit. I don't care how old he is.
Well, his whole thing is like he's this psychologist.
Yeah, and he knows that Batman's Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, he deduced it. He claimed he was going to psychoanalyze Batman from afar. And succeeded, but in doing so, drove himself crazy.
Okay. But, like, I don't know. It's just all of a sudden this guy's going to be in this game. There's rumors that he's going to be in the next Batman movie. And, I don't know, he's showing up out of nowhere. It's weird. It doesn't upset me, per se. I'm just kind of surprised. Right. It's like a secret Batman villain out of nowhere.
That come you never up, knew
yeah.
about.
It's like, oh, okay. All right, then. I mean, it'd be like using the Vulture in the next Spider-Man movie. Which actually I think they might be doing.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think they're doing that.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Okay, I know these villains are, like, older than, like, a lot of the more famous ones, but that doesn't necessarily just make them better.
It's like putting random characters in the Marvel vs. Capcom 3, isn't it?
Is that a segue?
No, it's a setup for later.
Yeah.
We're not done yet, so
we have more trailers to talk about. But, I mean, again, this is kind of like another one, like, oh, your CG looks very nice. Your outsourced CG trailer is very nice. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, thanks a lot.
Forza 4 had a trailer.
More cars and stuff.
Yes. It's going to use, you know, traditional controllers, steering wheels, and Kinect.
Oh.
So you can use any Kinect. Of the three.
All right.
Portal 2 trailer was there. Basically,
not much
just,
to it. It was basically intro for the co-op.
It was basically Valve saying, you all know it's going to be this game. Just, here's a cool trailer. Have fun.
Once again, you go out of your way to apologize for Valve releasing kind of a boring trailer, but okay.
At least it was gameplay, I mean, or in-engine.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, I still would have just... Wait, is
well,
it
was. It wasn't. Yeah, and it wasn't a reveal. It was just like, yep, it's coming.
Just it was basically a commercial.
Yeah,
I would have liked some gameplay though instead of just seeing that video again.
Right. Well, then we have the Mass Effect 3 trailer, which
that's cool. Yes,
it shows an embattled Earth being attacked by giant aliens.
I posed this question to you the other day. Mm-hmm. I want to pose it again.
Okay.
In Mass Effect. How much do you really want to go back to Earth?
Yes, the way I think it could work is if, like, Earth is Act 1, and then it goes from there to the greater threat.
It's okay. Either that or, you know, Earth is last act, I guess. Mm-hmm. I just don't want to play a large section of this game on Earth.
Right.
I don't know. Like, to me, I was like, to me, Mass Effect always had we're very far away from Earth quality to it that I liked.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. Just going back to Earth. I don't know how much that really does for me. I'm not saying, like, oh, Mass Effect 3 is going to be terrible. I'm sure it's going to be amazing.
No, it's going to be amazing.
Right. But I'm just saying that you know that. And, you know, the trailer was just, there's just some guy and he's shooting. What was he firing at?
Collectors, I presume.
I guess so, you're right.
They're, like, chasing people.
Yeah, you know, they found Earth and all that. But, you know, we'll see. Next.
The final trailer of the evening was the Uncharted 3 trailer.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Which was, of course, amazing. And, you know, I like how their show is just all in-engine.
And it looks, like, just as good, if not better, than the CG trailers.
Right.
So, yeah, it was absolutely spectacular. You know, we got the desert confirmation that we all expected. And, the trailer kind of worked on the emphasis of Nate and Sully in this game.
It seems like there's going to be a lot of those two together.
Which I approve of.
You think that, actually, now that I think about that, and I never even thought about this before, but you think we have a co-op, like, campaign coming?
I don't think so, and here's why. You know, we saw the actual gameplay on Jimmy Fallon this past Monday, and it was like Sully was doing very scripted things
right.
throughout that sequence. Like, there was a really awesome part where Nate kind of fell through this hole in the ground, and you could see, like, as he's falling, like, Sully tries to catch his hand, and Nate reaches up but misses. as he's falling. Then, like, as he's going up these steps on this, like, flaming chateau, his foot gets stuck. So, like, Sully's trying to unstuck him while you're stuck in place shooting guys coming. Like, I don't think it's going to be for co-op.
Well, maybe there'll be a separate co-op campaign.
Well,
there's
a separate co-op in Uncharted 2. Might be something
Well, that was an interesting take on the co-op. It wasn't really a campaign. It was, like, co-op missions.
Right.
But yeah, the trailer looked great.
And then they also, I don't know if you saw the behind the scenes of the trailer that Two Player
really
Productions
cool.
did. And I'm watching it too. I was like, this feels like those guys who used to do Penny Arcade TV. Oh, it is. But yeah,
I enjoy their
good.
Mocap studio.
Yeah.
I like how they, even the actor for Solly's in there doing all that stuff. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty excited.
Yeah,
of course.
It's gonna be so good.
I mean, it's Uncharted 3. Come on. Nah, right. I guess we're done with those things.
Mm hmm. Moving on, we got a whole bunch of details on the rest of Mass Effect 2 for the PlayStation 3, which comes out in January. Gone Gold. Turns out it will be using the Mass Effect 3 engine.
I don't really get what that means.
I mean, basically...
How can you just switch engines like that nonchalantly?
I mean, from everything
else I've ever heard of, like, Duke Nukem Forever, wasn't it its big problem that they kept switching engines?
Well, I mean, it's an incremental update to the engine. They didn't rewrite the engine.
Right, that's kind of my thing here. Like, I think they're making this sound more impressive than it is.
It's kind of like, remember Half-Life Source?
Yeah.
It's going to be like that.
Okay.
Where the assets are the same, the textures are the same, but maybe things like special effects, loading times, texture draw distance, things like that are going to be improved.
Okay.
They said it'll look better, but I expect it to be pretty subtle.
Yeah.
Like, unless you're doing a side-by-side screen comparison that I'm sure a million websites will do, you're not going to know.
I mean, Mass Effect 2 is already one of the better-looking games.
Mm-hmm.
Like, top echelon anyways. I can't really imagine how much better it's going to look.
Right. They also explained how the motion comic's going to work. That is the, like, Mass Effect 1 setup, where it won't be included on the disc. You have to download it, but it's free.
Okay.
And then the way it'll work, it's pretty cool. So without kind of ruining how things go, you play the game's kind of prologue sequence for Mass Effect 2. You play that, then in the point, and for those of you who know what I'm talking about, where a flashback of one's life would be appropriate, then the comic kicks in. And you go through the comic, and then go back in the Mass Effect 2.
Pretty cool way to handle it, really.
I think so. Like I said, I'd love it if they'd release that for the 360 and PC as well, just because... If you want to do, like, another playthrough of Mass Effect 2 this year, but you don't want to do Mass Effect 1, that'd be the perfect way to do it.
Well, you can also just get the PS3 version now, I guess.
Which is strangely tempting now.
Yeah, I figure it would be for you. can you just play through all the comic if you want to, and then do the game?
I don't know. I mean, you know, there's literally 5 minutes of game before it would kick in, so it's not like it's a huge amount of time.
Oh, yeah, but you made it sound like, do you just do the comic all at once it kicks in? Okay.
Yeah.
So what do? You basically do that whole prologue thing, right?
Right, yeah.
Now, here's my question, because Mass Effect 2 kind of gives you this big chance to recreate your Shepard. Do you have to make your Shepard twice now, or...?
Well, no, I mean, I would, presumably, since it's a comic, there's only one way Shepard's going to look, so...
Ah, I get you.
They'll just have a generic Shepard look, and then, you know, again, for those of you who've done Mass Effect 2, you know the kind of hook to character creation they did there, so... I mean, you can do... The comic will have the male and female Shepard variants. So, you know, you still have your gender.
Mm-hmm. Do you think Mass Effect 3 won't really do another kind of thing like that where you can reset how your character looks, right?
I mean, it could. It just depends. I don't know.
I don't think it's necessary at this point. I think they kind of had to, too, just because of the changes they made from the engine. But again, I expect more subtle changes in the next one. All right, next.
Square Enix has announced Final Fantasy IV: The After coming to PSP.
It's like
a remake of the original Final Fantasy IV and that cell phone sequel they did with some extra stuff in between.
Man, they just keep re-releasing 4, like, more than any of the other ones.
You think 6 would be the one they'd be milking.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Like, where the hell's the Final Fantasy VI, you know, 3D remake, unless they're holding it for 3DS, maybe, and...
Oh, I like 5
like,
a lot more
where's
than
the
4,
iPhone
too.
Version of it?
Right. I mean, I don't know. I never liked 4 as much as everyone else anyways. But
right.
Although I will say, well, 5 I want to see a 3D remake of because 5 looks like 4. But 6 is such a good-looking 16-bit game. I don't know how much I needed to see kind of given the crappy DS blocky textures and stuff.
Right.
Maybe 3DS, I don't know. But yeah, there you go, Final Fantasy IV again. Although it does come bundled with that that kind of pseudo sequel thing that was released on cell phones in the WiiWare.
That's what I just said.
Yes. Continue now.
Let's see. The Back to the Future game, Episode 1, will be coming out on the 22nd of December. Interesting email I literally just received before recording started is, you know how they let you get the first episode for free?
Yeah.
You don't get that free episode until February when Episode 2 comes out.
Well, I mean...
Makes sense. It's just, yeah, everyone's like, oh, they're giving away the first episode, so looks like I'll be shelling out my $30 sooner than later.
Right. Oh, well.
Yep. Mortal Kombat, whatever number the new one is.
It's just Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, they're doing the whole pre-order bonus thing with it, where you get a certain classic fatality, depending on where you pre-order it, for either Scorpion, Sub-Zero, or Reptile.
Seems fine to me. Not too
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's almost one thing that's like these aesthetic, like, you know, piece of armor that you're going to upgrade in, like, a minute anyway, like with Fallout. But, like, fatalities, and again, I know my argument for these is, like, they don't matter anymore anyway because you just watch them on YouTube, but I feel like that's, it's polarizing because you're going to want all of those, I feel like, if you actually care about this game.
I don't understand why people need separate pre-order bonuses.
Yeah.
But
like what's the instant, like, you think people are going to pre-order it multiple times or something? Like, that doesn't make any sense. I'm sure some idiots out there will.
Right. I don't know. But, there it is. I'm not too upset. Also, Kratos was announced at the VGAs, right? To be in the game.
Yeah, we already knew that.
I mean, we knew. I wonder who... Yeah. Presumably, then, Microsoft's going to... I mean, Xbox is going to get its own character, right?
Well, not necessarily. I guess. You would think. Who would it be, would you think? Can't be, like, Master Chief. You can't put him in Halo.
They don't really...
Or, I mean, in Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, they don't really have, like, their really violent kind of character like that, do they?
I mean, maybe, like, a... You could maybe do, like, Marcus Fenix or just a bad
Marcus
guy.
Marcus Fenix isn't bad,
something.
Actually. I don't really know what his moves are. He'll play, like, Striker from Mortal Kombat 3.
Yeah, he's got a gun with a chainsaw. I mean, I think you could play with that.
Yeah, that's about as good as anything I can
think of. We've seen him get cut in half before.
Right,
so
like, him being, he'll fit in with the goriness and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Actually, it's not a bad idea, I think. We should write them a letter.
Yeah. Oh, they already must be listening. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Gates, I know you listen to the show. Make it happen. Okay, Monday Night Combat is getting a Steam release on PC. If you pre-order it right now, you could actually start playing the beta right this month.
You were very enthusiastic about Monday Night Combat, but you didn't play it for very long.
Well, as I kind of feared and figured, like, you know, after it's a period of time, new stuff started coming out, Halo and everything, and people like that I was playing it with just went on to other games. That said, I mean, I think it could be really cool on the PC. They just did that first free DLC pack, too. I just hadn't had time to check it out.
Hmm.
Add, like, a new map, some new power-ups and things.
Cool.
Yes. Star Wars Force Unleashed 2, did you see what that game's new DLC is?
It's like on Endor, right?
Yeah, but you know the whole conceit of it?
Can't you kill Han and Chewie if you want to?
And Leia. You actually get a lightsaber duel with Leia.
Wait, but Leia can't use a lightsaber.
Well, you know, it's playing into that whole alternate universe thing that they started with the first game. And from what I gather, like, after Luke's death, Leia then started training to be a Jedi.
See, I don't want to kill Han Solo.
Yeah, I know.
That doesn't appeal to me at all.
I know.
Like, what the heck? No, thank you. But, you know, I mean, it's a kind of neat idea, I guess.
Mm-hmm. All right, Humble Indie Bundle Part 2 is live right now. For those of you who don't recall, the Humble Indie Bundle is a collection of 5 indie games where you can pay whatever you want.
Say Humble Indie Bundle 5 times fast.
Humble Indie Bundle. Humble Indie Bundle. Humble. Damn it.
Yeah. On 3, messed up. All right.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't expect you to. Keep going.
Anyway, the games on tap this year are Braid, Machinarium, Cortex Command, Osmos, and Revenge of the Titans.
What's Revenge of the Titans again?
It's a real-time strategy / tower defense hybrid.
Okay, yeah, more of that. All right, cool.
Chair Entertainment, the guys who made Shadow Complex and Infinity Blade, you might recall we're working on an Ender's Game game.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
I think everyone kind of forgot about that, too, because I did. I was like, oh, yeah.
Probably.
They were doing that.
Probably for the best.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I like my Ender's Game. I don't need an Ender's Game game.
Right.
Thing. I mean, does anybody really want to play like a shooter where you're playing as like a 6-year-old boy?
No.
As cool as that is in a book.
Right.
Next.
Gran Turismo 5 has plans to start upgrading standard cars to premium. We don't know if these would be free upgrades or pay or how many they plan to do.
Of the Year edition in a couple years would be awesome, I'm sure.
Yeah. that was a quick one. Twitter account claims in-depth Marvel vs. Capcom 3 roster knowledge. Mike,
this guy keeps going. Well, I don't know. Don't you have the news story in front of you? What characters exactly did he say?
Well, for one, he said there is no Mega Man.
That's what I'm mad about. I guess, I don't know. I feel like I could rage about this. I'll calm myself down. It's dumb. I don't get it. It's stupid. What was his reason?
That Mega Man had nothing new to offer.
Okay, you have fucking Ryu in there. Like, you have in every one of your goddamn fighting games. And there's no problem with that. Of course Ryu should be in there. But then don't go and say, well, we can't have Mega Man in our fighting game again because he's been in two other ones before. Shut up. You can't not... Mega Man's your mascot, right? Right? Like, I'm not wrong, right?
No.
He is the Capcom mascot. Like, if I say Capcom, you think...
Mega Man.
Thank you. Right? Yeah. Like, that's not just me. Like, I'm not wrong here.
No. Like, he was on their Christmas card. Their very poorly made Christmas card.
Yeah, by the way. Yeah, weird. But, like, you can't... I'm just confused. Like, you can't make a new Smash Bros. Without Mario, right?
No.
But isn't this kind of equivalent?
Yeah.
But see, like, the thing that, like, is weirding me out is that there don't seem to be that many other people upset about it. So I don't know if this is, like...
Well, like, here's, like, I just read, the story's updated, I missed it, but this Twitter account question was actually deleted.
Oh, well,
so I don't know if that validates it or debunks it.
I don't know. He was saying a lot of things about the game.
Mm-hmm. Well, like, he goes on, like, you know, after Frank West's profile was very clearly seen in early teasers, he was dropped from the game because of technical problems that they just could not fix for whatever reason.
I don't understand what that means.
He was taking up too much RAM. I don't know why you can't fix that.
I don't understand.
And then apparently there wasn't enough time to put someone in his place, so to even it out, they had to pull a Marvel character, which was Shuma Garoth, who is now coming as DLC. Supposedly in January they're going to announce Mike Hagar and Sentinel as two new characters. Akuma and Taskmaster are going to be revealed as, like, kind of unlockable boss characters. Gene Kray as Phoenix will be in the game, and he doesn't know if the fact that there's already someone named Phoenix might have hurt Phoenix Wright's chance in the game.
The guy who made the game already said Phoenix Wright's not going to be in it, so...
Mm-hmm.
Which, if he didn't know that...
Well, according to what he says in response to him, Phoenix Wright was never seriously considered, but there was casual talk of him. Devs never took him seriously.
I don't like the devs for this game. Can I say
I don't... Well, it's like we were kind of hinting before... There's a very well-known stable of both Capcom and Marvel characters that, you know, everyone knows, everyone likes. You don't need to go digging for obscure shit when you have a limit. Like, it was one thing in Marvel's Capcom 2 because there was, like, 100,000 characters in this. But when you're like, okay, 38, that's our number, whatever it is. Pick some popular
ones. I feel like
if you want to do obscure shit as DLC, fine.
They're trying to be too clever and cute. I don't know.
Right.
With some of these choices. Obviously some of them are pretty cool. Putting Arthur in there, that's cool. Putting Amaterasu, Deadpool, that's neat. Then you have, like, Danmaru or whatever, some guy who's on fire. I don't know his name. Is that some girl from Devil May Cry? You have Tronbon in it, but not Mega Man?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's just all... It seems quite vexing to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just slightly annoyed. Don't we have Jill and... Chris Redfield, or is Jill, like, down a little
Jill,
bit?
Jill's DLC, along with Shuma Garoth.
See, I feel like... I bet they're going to use this DLC thing as a crutch now.
Mm-hmm.
But, which is going to be slightly annoying. I don't know, it's just... I'm just kind of... I mean, you know, I'm very excited for Marvel's Capcom 3. I'm just upset that the roster is kind of disappointing me a little bit. Slightly underwhelming, just weird choices. But I get, to be honest, I get mad about this with every fighting game that comes out. When Brawl was coming out, I was getting mad at, like, some of their decisions that people left out. I remember I wanted Little Mac really badly in that one, and it never happened. But I just never assumed that. I always assumed Mega Man would be in there.
Right.
And to not put him in there and then to kind of come up with this really bullshit reason, I don't know. And, like, you know, everyone knows, I have a soft spot for Mega Man. Mega Man was my first game. And that character has always meant a lot for me. But it just, I don't know. I don't understand how you can have a game where the whole conceit is to represent, like, a side of people representing Capcom are there, and you don't have Mega Man in there. I don't know. That just seems weird to me. It's off-putting.
Mm-hmm.
Am I out of line? I don't know. Am I unreasonably upset about this?
No.
Because, again, it just seems like there's not a whole lot of outrage about this. It's, I don't know. And again, it's not like Mega Man is some, like, retro character. They're making all these new Mega Man games. I mean, they have Legends 3 and the Mega Man Universe thing coming out, and God knows what else. I don't know. It just doesn't make sense to me. But there it is, nonetheless.
Mm-hmm.
So, guess I'll have to move on.
Okay.
I'll just bitch quietly.
Well, if 32 characters are enough for you, how about 32 college bowl games on ESPN through Xbox Live?
That's very nice.
Yeah.
You know, you see that MLB 11, the show was announced. Are you going to talk about that?
Yeah.
Can we talk about it now, I guess?
It was next, so sure, go ahead.
Well, you talk about it.
Well, basically, the big thing with MLB 11, the show, is analog controls for everything. Now, I'm assuming these are all optional.
Yeah, me too.
But they're going to have, you know, the right stick for pitching and batting, and this thing where you have to, like, load the throw to, like, field a ball before you field it. I think it all sounds like a bad idea, because, like, a lot of other baseball games in the past tried that and never worked, and what I always liked about MLB was how it was just button presses.
Yeah, like I said, I hope that's optional, I assume it is, but if that's, like, the one big thing they were working on, that's slightly disappointing, because it's a feature I don't really even care about.
Yeah, they're adding move support for Home Run Derby.
Yeah, for Home Run Derby, can't use it for the whole game, because it's limited.
Yes, you also got, you know, 3D support in the game. Joe Mauer's on the cover again.
That's weird, isn't it? Repeat cover athlete?
Well, you know, the commercial was popular last
year. I mean, it
year,
was,
I think.
But I mean, I don't think it gets Joe Mauer, but, like, he's a good player. It doesn't seem like a repeat cover athlete good, though.
Right.
He did that for, like, Pujols or something, I'd understand, but whatever. But yeah, that doesn't really...
There is... Oh, the other big thing they announced, too, is co-op.
In what way?
You could have, like, two-on-two or two players versus CPU.
That's kind of neat.
Yeah, so, like, it'd be kind of cool to, like, have one guy batting and one guy just controlling the runners or something like
that.
Yeah,
that's neat. That's neat.
I think that'd be cool.
I mean, my love for this series has been well-documented. I'm excited.
Yes.
Oh, the one cool thing is that if you pre-order it or something, you're going to get 30 free days of that MLB TV on 3PS3 or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The MLB Insider.
Yeah, very nice.
So, Square Enix, kind of in trouble. First of all, they had to delay Deus Ex out of the end of the fiscal year, meaning it won't come out now until after March. And they're going to have a bad fiscal year, probably because of the Final Fantasy XIV disaster.
Right.
Now, isn't that amazing? In a year where Final Fantasy XIII is finally released, their excuse for all the money they've been hemorrhaging in years past, because this game was so expensive to make, and it finally comes out, they are not able to generate enough revenue from that to cover another bad release.
I mean, we are in agreement that Final Fantasy XIV, just from the conception, was a bad idea.
Yeah.
Should not have happened.
Yeah.
Let alone just, I don't know, like, well, if the game was incomplete, what did they rush to release it for anyways? Because it was, was it to release it in the same year as Final Fantasy XIII came out anyways?
Well, I think it was, like, they felt like they had to beat Cataclysm. And I don't know why, because it's like, if you, coming out after an MMO means people are going to maybe burn through it, maybe they'll then tire out, and maybe they'll look to something new. But releasing before an MMO means people are going to play your game until that big one comes out, and then they're going to quit.
Right.
Assuming it was even working.
What do you think Final Fantasy XV is going to be like?
It'll be just, you know, a single player.
Yeah, I know that, but, like, let's assume that they... Do you think they're going to take that, the big criticisms of 13 to heart? Like, the linearity and, you know, all that stuff?
I don't know. Just because Square Enix, they just kind of march to their own beat.
They do. They don't seem very...
Sometimes
they are kind of... They seem to be, like, very open to weird criticism. Like, all of the criticism about Final Fantasy XII that was wrong, they seemed to really take to heart, which bugged me. Like, oh, people don't like 12, I guess. I was like, no, 12 was amazing. They're wrong. Don't listen to them. They're just dumb. Oh, we'll make 13. I don't know. I mean, I liked 13 anyway, so I'm weird to begin with. You think they're going to have to make another battle system?
That seemed to be the one thing about 13 people liked.
Yeah, but it seems like lately that's kind of been... Like, before you had the one battle system that was in every Final Fantasy game, then starting with 10, it changes every single time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We'll see what they do. I mean, that probably won't happen for a while, I bet.
Right.
I mean, what are they going to... I don't know. They need to make more Kingdom Hearts games, probably. Make up the money.
Yeah.
Give me Kingdom Hearts 3, please. Not 5 more portable games.
Seriously.
Jesus Christ.
I feel like in all the time they've been making all these knockoffs, well, let's not forget, too, that Final Fantasy 13 Versus is still a thing.
Oh, yeah.
See? You don't even think of it anymore.
No. They'll rename it Final Fantasy 15.
Has there ever been gameplay of that shown?
Like, not like... I don't think so.
Like, what the hell?
Fuck, they announced that game a long time ago. See, I'm getting... You know what? Don't announce your game in, like, any longer than, like, a year before it comes out.
Yeah, I think a year in advance is plenty.
Okay, yeah.
Like, I don't know if it's like they feel like we need the show, we're working on something. It's like... You're a video game company. We assume you're working on something. It's okay. We don't have to know what it is.
Guys,
right away.
People think we're just dicking around. Like, they have no idea this awesome game we're working on. Well, yeah, but it's not going to be ready for a while. No. Release the teaser trailer. Outsource the CGI. Get some music in there. Mm-hmm. And random quotes from some announcer guy. It'll be great. It'll be great, by God. That's my impression of a CEO of a major video game company.
Okay.
Oh, God, Square Enix.
All right, so, well, speaking of things getting announced way ahead of time, I sort of...
Wait a second, one more thing. How could they be having a bad year? They released Dragon Quest IX.
Okay, so Final Fantasy XIV must have been really bad.
Man, must have been pretty expensive to make.
Yep. Okay, whatever I was saying, we all know that Blizzard is making a new MMO, and then there's some kind of leaked release schedule for the next 5 years of Blizzard stuff, and on it was something called Titan.
What was? Can you tell me more about that?
Yeah, I didn't get to actually read a ton. It's like this leaked 10-year plan, but like the source of it's like maybe we'll add other titles, who knows, and... It all seems like hokum to me.
Right. I mean, Blizzard has been notorious for massive delays anyway, so I'm not going to take their 10-year plan very seriously.
Yeah, right.
Like, oh, that's great. Yeah.
But they did confirm that this thing called Titan, which is supposed to release in 2014, is their next big MMO that we're not really supposed to know about, but we kind of... I mean, okay, yeah, we know they're working on an MMO that's going to come out at some point. And now we know the code name. Like, oh, shocker.
Do you think it's just WoW 2? Well, I'll tell you, we're going to talk about this more, and let's go topical.
Okay. Then we'll leave it alone for now.
Yeah.
There's a lot of news this week.
Yes, I noticed. We've been at this for a while.
When Bulletstorm releases, I didn't realize this, on my birthday, February 22nd, on the 360, they're going to have the Epic Edition, which isn't like a collector's edition. It's just like the first run will be the Epic Edition, and it'll still cost $59.99. But in addition, like, to some in-game items and experience, you'll get Gears of War 3 beta access.
Well, isn't that nice? Mm-hmm. Isn't Gears of War 3 just delayed?
Yeah. Well, it wasn't just. You just found out about it today.
Oh, well, never mind.
They announced that a while ago. We talked about it on this very show.
Well, I guess I wasn't paying attention.
All right, that's good to know.
Thank you. I'm paying very much attention right now, though.
The Witcher 2 is going to have, in its highest difficulty mode, kind of a Steel Battalion thing, where if you die, you're dead, and it even locks your save files.
Well, okay. Do people really want to play like that?
I'm sure there's someone who does. I mean, people played like the hardcore mode in Fallout Vegas. People play hardcore in Diablo 2.
Yeah, but this sounds exceptionally hardcore.
Yeah.
Basically telling you get one life.
Yep.
Okay, have fun with that.
With no quick saving and quick loading.
Okay. Hey, have fun, guys.
Yeah.
That's your thing. Hey, one question. When's Dead Space 2 coming out? I thought that was this year. Isn't it still?
I don't know.
I guess it's not, because I thought that would be like one last big contender for Game of the Year, but now I don't think it's coming out this year. I could have sworn it was.
I kind of forgot about that.
Yeah, moving on.
Okay. Then I finally just got some quick Cataclysm stories. It is the fastest-selling PC game in history, selling, what was it, 3.3 million copies.
Every WoW expansion is the new best-selling PC game in history.
Well, Wrath was at 2.8, so this upped it by 500,000, which is a pretty good jump.
Fair enough.
And they announced a Cataclysm 10-day trial. If you don't have Cataclysm yet, and you do have Wrath of the Lich King, or you're a lapsed subscriber who had Wrath of the Lich King, you can play Cataclysm for 10 days for free, except you can't level past 80. Like, you could build up all the experience to one experience point below 81. You could go to all the new zones, and you could make a Worgen or Goblin.
Very nice. That's cool. You have to pay for it eventually. If you get up to 80 in 10 days. All right.
Well, like, if you have, like, a level 80 character.
Is that it for news?
That's it.
Jeez, I'm glad I didn't make a quiz, because that was long.
You haven't made a quiz in, like, a month.
Well, I mean, we've been having hour-long shows lately. I thought it was fine. If you missed the quiz horribly, I'll get you one soon.
Okay.
Let's go topical. Let me introduce the segment before I jump into it. Here we go.
Okay.
As excited as you are for Mass Effect 3, the trailer didn't do much for you.
Yeah, I mean, there wasn't much to it. See, here's what makes doing a trailer for Mass Effect 3 kind of tricky right now. Because now everyone is so ingrained in their personal Shepard story that, like, it's going to be hard to show that in a trailer that's going to work for everybody, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Now, I liked how they handled it, I think, ultimately, where his face was blocked out in shadow, and it just kind of, you saw the N7 logo come to camera, but, like, it was at least, it was still the male Shepard, which was off for me because I play a female Shepard.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, it's one of those games, I don't need a trailer, just, I'm going to pre-order it and buy it and play the hell out of it, so they don't have to worry about it.
But still, like I said, even as far as teaser trailers go, I don't know. It was fine.
Well, I mean, the other thing with that trailer is because it's on Earth, it didn't feel like a space game. It felt like a futuristic shooter.
But can I say, you can't shock me anymore by just showing, like, Earth landmarks half destroyed.
Yeah, because that's like the Crysis 2 trailer. Yeah, Crysis 2 trailer I saw this week was like, you know, the Statue of Liberty is in pieces and Resistance is, you know, Earth's destroyed by these aliens or
now
whatever.
Now it's like,
oh,
look at Big Ben, it's a mess. I'm like, yeah, okay. It's very clever, guys. I see what you did there. Just stop now. I don't know. The whole, Earth is half destroyed by aliens. Let's go save it again. Okay. Let's go help Earth. Like, what? I don't know. I would rather just spend more time on the Citadel.
Yeah.
But like I said, maybe you're not there much. Alright, next.
Okay.
It's a mistake for Blizzard to make a new MMO, referring to Titan.
The only way I see it working is, A, it can't be Warcraft-related. Because you don't want to cannibalize that fan base.
What else would it be?
StarCraft, Diablo, something new.
Titan seems to indicate the only one of their franchises that have Titans in them is...
Yeah, I know, but that could be a red herring. It could be... I mean, Titan's still fairly generic.
Even still, though, you're still going to cannibalize, right?
Well, here's the other solution. You kind of do what Sony did, where you have each game with its own, like, $15 a month subscription, but then you have, like, a $20 or $25 a month option that gets you both.
Okay. Well, even so, I hope that their new MMO isn't just another... You know, make your classes, you have tank, healer, DPS, you do dungeons, you level, you do quests. I hope it's something vastly different if they're going to make a new one.
Right.
Because otherwise I don't see the point.
Maybe even, too, like, it's possible that they could be designing this to be, like, a free-to-play and, like, you know, built from the ground up to support that model. I mean, 2014, if this is the presumed date for it, is a very long time from now.
I don't need to make another MMO like Warcraft. Did you read some of the early first impressions for The Old Republic that came out? Someone from 1UP did something, and he was talking about how just kind of disappointed he was with the starting area.
Really?
Because it was so much more generic MMO-y than he was expecting. It was very much... He said it played like a pre-Cataclysm starting area.
Oh, my.
Like, it was... Yeah, you know, you just kind of get quests. He said, like, you know, like, the cool things about it are cool, like the dialogue... And, you know, some of those things, some of the other things that they were talking about that will be in the game. But, like, for the Old Republic, if it really is just more, you know, here's your characters, here's your classes, one's, you know, DPS, one's this, and you go and you do quests, and you go with your friends to do dungeons, people don't need to keep making that model of MMO anymore. And,
right.
And I don't play Star Trek Online anymore. But what I loved about that game was the space combat and stuff and how that felt so different from any other MMO I played.
Mm-hmm. It just was a little shallow.
Right. And then when you went on the ground, it was like kind of a poor version of a normal MMO. Mm-hmm. That didn't appeal to me as much.
Right.
But, you know, just if Titan better be something unique, at least, if they're going to do this. And like I said, 2014, who knows? I assume WoW will still be just as fine as ever. But you never know. If it's just World of Warcraft 2, though, with it's like a prettier graphics thing, and, oh, we're starting over, I don't know how much I'll be into that. Right. I mean, I guess I'll be, you know, I'm not going to say, oh, I'm not going to be excited and I won't get it, because I will. I
right.
said how necessary it'll be. Okay, next. You completely forgot about Max Payne 3's existence.
No, actually, I didn't. I just
always
kind
in the
assumed...
back of your mind? Really?
Not like always, but like when I...
Well, me.
It's not like the Ender's Game thing where it's like, oh, yeah. I was like, oh, okay, this is what they're doing with Max 3. Like, I knew it like was in trouble and was getting delayed and stuff, but it's not like I forgot it existed.
I kind of did. I kind of forgot that we were getting a Max Payne 3.
I think part of what jogged my memory about is because the Xbox 250 gig bundle they sell at Best Buy right now includes Alan Wake, and I've been selling it to people and explain it to them. If you ever played Max Payne, it's these guys, because people recognize that. So I think that's what actually helps keep it fresh in my mind.
I feel like Max Payne is going to be the next Splinter Cell conviction, and that there was multiple forms of it.
Yeah.
It took a very long time for it to come out. All right, next. What fall season release that you missed do you want to play the most?
Probably either Enslaved.
Right.
Or I'm trying to think what else I missed. I don't know. What's your answer?
Well, I didn't play Fable 3.
But I don't really want to play that.
I still want to try Fable. There's a curiosity.
Yeah, I want to try it, but it's not like, oh, I have to play Fable 3.
I really want to try Vanquish.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Vanquish looked really cool. Donkey Kong Country Returns.
Yeah, I still haven't played Kirby yet.
Yeah. I have Kirby. I haven't played it yet.
Yeah, I know.
What else? Oh, there's something else I was thinking of. I can't remember. You haven't played Gran Turismo. There's Castlevania.
Mm-hmm. Well, I played the demo for that, at least.
Right. But yeah, Enslaved was a big
one. I think the upsetting thing about this year, it really feels like the first year in my gaming career, if you want to call it that, where I couldn't keep up. I finally have fallen so far behind that, like, I didn't play games that could have been potential Game of the Year contender. Here's my answer. Assassin's Creed Brotherhood.
Yeah, ooh, yeah.
That's my answer. Like, I haven't... Assassin's Creed 2 was, like, second only to Uncharted 2 in my head last year. And, like, maybe Dragon Age. And I haven't gotten to play its much improved sequel, aside from some multiplayer at your house.
And I haven't gone too far into it yet either. I mean, WoW coming out kind
of
killed me.
Yeah, it's been between just too many games coming out, the fact that I have kind of a shitty job right now, and World of Warcraft came out. Like, those three factors meant I couldn't play everything this year. And it's, like I said, it's kind of the first time that happened. It's a little upsetting.
You need to finish Red Dead at least, please.
I know.
We're going to do our Game of the Year stuff. Like, we'll do it in January.
Yeah.
We're not going to jump the gun, but you only have a couple weeks.
I know.
But so, you know, Assassin's Creed, that makes sense. That is one you kind of missed, which is awesome, but, you know. Right. I will say, though, this holiday season, I mean, this year was also one of the first ones I can remember where my three favorite games this year came out before the fall season.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to say exactly why. You can figure it out. But I don't know. That seems not the norm. All right, next. Next year will be a better year for gaming releases than even 2010 was.
I hope it's a little more spread out. I know, like, we kind of got better about that this year. But I still feel like this fall was really loaded and the summer was really dead.
Well, I will say already it looks like early November is going to be really busy with Uncharted and Skyrim.
Elder Scrolls and...
Mass Effect. Mass Effect and Gears of War 3. But you got Portal 2 earlier in the year.
Mm-hmm.
And
we were supposed to get Deus Ex, but that got delayed. We don't know to when.
Yeah. But do you think it will be a better year than this year was?
Remind me, which year is the one where Uncharted 3 comes out?
Next year.
Okay, then that's going to be the better year.
All right, then. Well, I mean, you enjoyed Mass Effect 2, although I guess we'd just get Mass Effect 3.
Right.
That's kind of, yeah.
I mean, well, it's kind of like you said, too. My favorite game so far this year have also not come out this fall.
Right. Okay, last one. Kind of almost related to what we were talking about. The large number of sequels recently announced is detrimental to our industry.
Now, that is something I thought you might ask about. Because you look at, like, all these trailers that we have from the Spike thing. Actually, aside from Insane, they're all sequels.
Can I kind of start on this for a change?
Sure.
Because this was kind of the reaction from a lot of people. Like, oh, sequels again. I've never really had that opinion. Like, oh, sequels. I'm sick of sequels. I just never had that problem with gaming.
Well, there are two kind of sequels in gaming. There is the legitimate sequel where they take a game that, you know, you had the growing pains of creating the IP and the engine and the setting and the gameplay style, and then you got to refine it. For example, Mass Effect to Mass Effect 2, Uncharted to Uncharted 2. They had strong starts and then improved. Then you have the franchise milking. Things like what happened with Tony Hawk. Things like what happened with all the music games.
Sure, but our industry, you can't compare it to like sequels in the movie industry, where usually sequels are worse. Generally speaking, sequels get better, especially like the first couple ones. If you know, if you're on like the seventh Tony Hawk game, then yeah, sure, whatever. But if we like didn't do sequels, like we pretty much wouldn't have most of the best games of all time.
Right.
You wouldn't have, you know, like Final Fantasy VI. You wouldn't have Uncharted 2. You wouldn't have Half-Life 2, and you know, you can go on and on. So, I don't know. I feel like people complain about it because it's an easy thing to complain about and to bitch about. And you're like, oh, look at all these sequels. I want more original IP. Well, how much original IP have you been buying?
Yeah, it doesn't sell. It honestly doesn't.
Because
that's the problem.
EA had that big thing, like, we're going to do new IP. We're going to do Mirror's Edge and
Dead Space.
And, you know, more people seem to have fun picking on Mirror's Edge for what it wasn't than, you know, so now, okay, well, you guys didn't like Mirror's Edge. And I don't want to say, okay, maybe putting all this weight on Mirror's Edge shoulder isn't fair. But, you know, you get the idea. And now, you know, even Dead Space, which was a fine-looking game, looks like Dead Space 2 is going to be a million times better.
Right.
So, and so, you know, people are like, oh, yeah, Dead Space made a new IP, and now we make one sequel. Like, oh, whatever. I get slightly annoyed. Because it just seems misinformed. To be like, oh, sequels, boo. I don't know. It's just never bothered me. It's just kind of been a thing that people have complained about a lot. And I feel like we do get, like, I mean, you know, it's not like we don't ever get new IP. I mean, it happens. You can't really expect, like,
look at Bulletstorm. That's new
right,
IP.
Right, sure. And, you know, maybe slightly generic, but it's new IP nonetheless. I mean, it's not like we don't get enough new IP. And maybe some people would disagree with that, but I feel like it all works out fine in the end. What do you agree?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that your contribution?
That is my contribution. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, why don't we do our week in gaming?
Okay.
Oh, did you play anything besides WoW?
Some iPad games.
Oh, god damn it. All right, what do you want to talk about on your iPad?
EA is having this massive sale that ongoing right now. Okay. So I got Need for Speed Most Wanted, Need for Speed Shift. Those are the two I've played so far. I also got Command & Conquer and SimCity Deluxe.
How are your racing games?
They're good. That's good. Racing games work great on the iPad because, you know, it's a combination of the tilt controls actually work pretty well. And just having that bigger screen that close to your face, it actually creates a fairly immersive experience for it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm a fan.
Oh, that's good. Anything else?
I downloaded that game Dungeon Defenders. Have you heard about this
one? No.
It's the next iOS game that's using Unreal Engine aside from Infinity Blade. I just haven't gotten really to play it yet because every time I've tried to launch it, it's been crashing. And instead of just doing what I know will make it work is just restart my iPad and wait 5 minutes, I just been like, oh, I don't feel like waiting. We're just going to play something else.
Fair enough.
Yeah. But Pete really likes it, I know.
Anything else you want to talk about?
I played WoW.
I mean, I feel like we can't talk too much more about WoW.
I know.
We're being like a WoW selling machine.
I did a very stupid thing the other night that made me very upset, because I finished, like, all the quests and the burning steps, And I went to go pick, like, my blue quest reward at the end, and I actually clicked the wrong one and didn't realize it and got, like, some completely useless, like, cape.
Yeah. Well, on the bright side, like, you're going to be replacing stuff pretty quick.
That's what I had to tell myself as I sold it for not even the most amount of gold I could have gotten.
It's fine. But P.S., don't bother with auction houses until you hit the max level. It's not worth it.
Right.
Yeah, me too. Like, I've just been playing WoW. 84. Level 84.
Oh, man.
Getting there. I played Angry Birds Seasons. I'm not going to talk about, though, unlike some people would.
All right, jerk.
Jeez, all right then.
Yeah, did I play anything else this week? I don't really think so.
I haven't touched Epic Mickey or Assassin's Creed Brotherhood since WoW came out.
I know.
All right. Nah, here's our new releases.
Okay.
That we won't play, apparently. Battlefield Bad Company 2 Vietnam. Super Mario All-Stars for the Wii. The reason I want this is because that soundtrack that comes with it has the trailer version of that awesome Mario Galaxy 2 song. That's like the mixture of the song from the first level, and it has like the Mario Galaxy theme in it. Oh, I'm a sucker for it. I love that song. It wasn't in like the real soundtrack or really in the game, so I'm kind of pumped about that. Otherwise, though, it has the first Mario Brothers, the Lost Levels, Mario 2, and Super Mario Bros. 3, all like, you know, it's the game that came out on Super Nintendo.
Right.
But not the version that came with Mario World, so what the heck.
Wait, was there one that had Mario World?
Yeah, there were some that had World. Even if it didn't, like, you could put it in this, but I don't
know. Whatever, I think I have it on WiiWare or Virtual Console anywhere.
This we have to buy during the holidays when you're home.
Yes.
X-Men the Arcade Game.
Yes.
360.
And PS3.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
All of those Konami beat-em-ups were just great.
I know.
Simpsons can't be far behind, can it?
I know. I just like Colossus in that game. We did that.
Yeah, I know. Great sound effects. Shotgun Nightcrawler.
Damn it. That's the one we always wanted, was Nightcrawler, because he was the coolest.
Europa Universalis 3 Divine Wind for the PC. What the hell is this?
It's an expansion.
Strategy game thing. Okay. Under Siege for the PC. Sniper Elite for the Wii.
Wait, you skipped one here, though.
What, Quake Arena Arcade?
Did you know they were making that?
No. That's why I looked at it. I'm like, never heard of that. Let's move forward.
It's Quake 3. Yeah, Quake 3.
Yeah, I figured. So it's just coming to Xbox Live Arcade?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know it was.
I know. I didn't either. It's just like a release one. I was like, oh, that's interesting.
It is. Pinball FX2. Marvel Pinball for PS3.
Yeah.
Got level table scene for Wolverine, Spider-Man, Iron Man, and Blade. Okay.
Right.
Sackboy's Prehistoric Moves, which is it's a PSN game. It's like a spin-off of Little Big Planet that lets you use the move. Little Big Planet 2 did not come out this year.
Oh, yeah.
It's weird. That Star Wars Force Unleashed 2 Ender bonus mission thing, some Lane Fitness game, and something else that looks stupid. All right, that's it.
Yay.
Something else that looks dumb. Yeah. Alright everyone, thanks for listening to the Exploding Barrel Podcast. You can find more of us at explodingbarrel.wordpress.com. You can also find us on Twitter at twitter.com/explodingbarrel and on the iTunes Music Store and Zoom Marketplaces. Marketplace. Thanks again for listening, everybody. I'm going to go back and play my WoW now.
I'm going to edit this and go to sleep so I can work at 7:30 in the morning.
Took a 5-hour power nap, so I'm good for a while. Maybe I'll get 85, maybe not, though. I'll get close. Yeah. By the way, go see Tron Legacy. I enjoyed it.
I know, I need to see it.
I enjoyed it immensely. I think if you like Tron the first, you'll enjoy it. All right, thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next time right here on the Exploding Barrel Podcast.